It's the first week together of the new year of 2026. How many of you have made a mistake writing a check and written 2025 instead of 2026? Yeah, it takes a little getting used to, but, you know, we move on. And as I said yesterday, you know, for boomers in particular, years ago, the idea of 2026 was so futuristic that we just couldn't even imagine what the world would be like. And as I said, and we're going to do a show on this very soon, I don't think in some ways the world is as futuristic as we thought it might be by 2026. You know, I think about some of the scenes from the Jetsons or some of the scenes from futuristic movies that we've seen. And there are a lot of things missing from our concept of what we thought 2026 might be like. But that yet there are also a lot of really very futuristic inventions that are very nice. So we'll talk about that one day, some of the things that really didn't happen, things that we thought might happen by this time. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. It's the beginning of a new year, and I hope you have a great new attitude about life. And, you know, we all have problems. We all have things that we deal with, but, you know, let's just try to be as positive as we can. And I look for a better year in America in 2026 than in 2025. For America, this was a really tough year, but 2026 is starting out to be a very tough year as well, with ideas of going in and taking over Greenland, with ideas of running Venezuela, with ideas of maybe attacking other Central American and South American regimes. There's so much to talk about and so much to try to figure out. Is all of this just a way of continuing to distract from the Epstein files? You know, there's been more information released from the Epstein files. And I wrote a blog about this. It should be up on the WWL.com website. If it's not up yet, it will be up soon. It will also be up on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can comment on it there. And maybe we'll read some of the comments between now and the end of the show. But I talk about this idea that some of this stuff might actually be a distraction from the Epstein files because, again, more documents have been released from the Epstein files, and there's more negative information about the president of the United States before he was president. Now, pictures with young women and his name on the list of people who were on Jeffrey Epstein's private jets, that does not mean that he did anything wrong. But we still have questions to ask. And the biggest question is, if you're innocent, if you didn't do anything, why not release all of the files? So we'll get into that this afternoon. There's so much talk about seizing Greenland, going in with a hostile takeover and taking over Greenland. And you heard in the news about how proud everybody is of the mission in Venezuela. And I am very proud of our troops. It's amazing to me when I hear about these precise missions. But let's also be honest, not to take anything away from the military, but we're talking about Venezuela. You know, we're not talking about some world power. You know, there's no other world power like the United States, but it's, you know, I mean, it's not like we're taking on some country of equal value. So, you know, while I respect the military and praise the job the military did, let's not act like we took over some world power and created world peace. So, you know, the same can be said of Greenland. You know, we're talking about going in and taking over Greenland. Okay, Greenland is owned by Denmark, but, you know, Denmark doesn't have, you know, I mean, Denmark is part of NATO, so what happens there? I mean, does NATO jump in and do something? Do other countries that are part of NATO that do have powerful weapons and jets and missiles, do they get involved in stopping the United States? You know, I mean, this idea of just taking over a country seems to me to be ego-driven, and it doesn't seem to be in the best interest of the United States. And I know that the right-wing talking point is, we need it for security. No, we don't. We've already got a base there. We have talked about security over the years of this country, and this country has been secure without taking over Greenland. So, anyway, I, you know, it just... it just seems like it is an ego-driven move, and it might also be a move designed to distract from the information coming out of the Epstein files, where the president, when he was not president, was on Jeffrey Epstein's private jets a lot more than originally reported. So what the hell's he doing on these jets? What's going on when they're in the air? Where are they going? You know, these are things that we don't know, but these are all fair questions. I mean, you just don't get on a jet to get on a jet. If you get on a jet, you're either going somewhere or you're going nowhere. But what are you doing in the jet? If you're going nowhere, what the hell are you doing in the jet? And what are young women doing on the jet with you? So anyway, there's a lot to talk about. We're going to get to that a little bit later this afternoon. Also, Oreo Reese's cookies are now back available nationwide. So that is very positive news. The person who became known as the QAnon shaman, you know, the guy that was wearing the animal fur and the horns, that guy who had his face painted red, white, and blue, he was part of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. He is now officially divorced Donald Trump. He has officially separated himself from the president. And I see this as something that is continuing to happen. There are people who are now separating themselves from the current president, the current administration. So we'll see if that trend does continue. But there are Republicans, there are others who are actually not going along with everything the president says. I mean, that's not unusual. It's nothing unusual, because what has been unusual up to this point is the percentage of people who go along with the president just because he's part of the party. And people in whatever party really should be more honest with themselves and agree with some of the things that they agree with about the president and the party, and be free to disagree with some of the things. And up to this point, a lot of people haven't felt free to disagree with some of the things. So abortion remains legal in Wyoming, according to the Supreme Court in Wyoming. And this includes the first U.S. pill ban in a really long time. You know, many years ago, there was a ban on birth control pills. Now this might be the anti-abortion pill, but in this country, you know, those of you who are Xers and younger, you know, you might not be aware of this. Some of you have read history and you're aware of it. But when the moral right, when the right wingers years ago were upset that this country was becoming too sexual, they saw the pill, as the birth control pill, as something that allowed people to have sex without the concern of getting pregnant. So it increased sexual activity even among married couples. So the right-wing radicals at the time, they tried to declare that the pill was something that should be banned. And there were battles to ban the pill. There was a case in Connecticut. I think this was about 1962 or sometime in that area, when there was a constitutional ruling by the Supreme Court saying that a ban on birth control pills was unconstitutional. So there was an attempt to ban birth control pills because the right-wing radicals then did not want people to be able to have sex without the fear of a pregnancy. I mean, that's how uptight the right was back then. So anyway, that abortion remains legal in Wyoming. And I think one thing that has really shocked the right is the idea that the American public has not reacted the way the right wing of the Republican Party thought they were going to react. They thought there would be great rejoice over this idea of banning abortion across America, that they would rejoice over a ban of abortion nationwide. And that simply has not happened. And even red states, voters in red states have voted to maintain abortion rights in their red state. So there was a miscalculation on the part of the right-wing aspect of the Republican Party when it comes to abortion. Look, you know, we've got some good news to talk about locally. You know, NOPD has more officers. It looks like there's going to be more coming up in the new year. And there's a report that came out. It was out yesterday about Kirkpatrick, NOPD chief Ann Kirkpatrick, reporting the murder rate in New Orleans is down 55% over the past 3 years. I mean, that's really great. But does that change your mind about coming to New Orleans? Because a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to New Orleans. I'm never going to that city, man. It's a crime. It's a crime. It's a murder rate. Why would I go there? I'm not going to that city. I think a lot of people don't support New Orleans because New Orleans has a Democratic mayor. New Orleans is essentially run by Democrats, not Republicans. And I think it's very political. I think the motivation that a lot of people have toward New Orleans for not coming here into the city is because of the politics of the city. And it's like they just don't even want to be part of it. They don't want to contribute to the city of New Orleans because of politics. And I think that's a shame because, you know, people who live outside of New Orleans, you know, when they're traveling, they don't tell people they live in Waggaman. I mean, I guess a few do, but generally speaking, they go, well, yeah, we're from New Orleans. So people from the entire surrounding area around here, they're proud to say they're from New Orleans, but then when they get here, they don't want to come to the city. So if the murder rate is down 55% over the past 3 years, and if crime continues to show tremendous decreases, does that change your mind about coming to New Orleans? And if not, then why do you not come to New Orleans? Why would you not come here? Now, look, this is nonpartisan. Parking is a problem. But if you really wanted to come here, you'll find parking. I mean, you go to Saints games, you find parking. Parking is a major problem for Saints games or Pelicans games. But if you really want to go, you find a place to park. If you really want to go to a concert, you find a place to park. If you really wanted to come to New Orleans, you can find a place to park. It's not always easy. It's not always free. But if you really want to come here, you can find a place. But if crime is down, and if the murder rate is down 55% over the last 3 years, does this change your mind about coming to New Orleans? And if not, what is the reason you don't want to come to the city? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, today is the first day of the Mardi Gras Carnival season. January 6th is King's Day. Now, you're not supposed to eat king cake before today. A lot of people don't know this, but if you eat king cake before King's Day, you're going to hell. I don't like to be the one to tell you that, but, you know, it's not talked about a lot, especially in the Catholic Church. But, yeah, if you eat king cake before King's Day, you're going to hell. But a lot of people do that. A lot of people do. But this is the traditional beginning of the king cake season, and people were lined up at, Mendazo's? Out in Metairie and in the Fat City area? Somebody lined up at 1:30 this morning waiting for it to open up. So for a lot of people, it's a real tradition to go out and get king cake starting today, January 6th, King Cake Day and King's Day. Now, Mardi Gras is February 17th. Mardi Gras is really early this year. I hope we have a day like this for Mardi Gras Day. But with Mardi Gras being early this year, it could be damn cold Mardi Gras Day. That doesn't stop people from having fun. It just causes us to have to deal with the cold. But today is officially the beginning of the carnival season. And since Mardi Gras is early, it's a relatively short season. There are parades happening tonight. I know it's crazy. The Joan of Arc parades in the French Quarter. And then there's that fellows. I keep thinking that I'm going to say something wrong in there that starts with an F. They're going to parade. They take the streetcar line, and then there's another parade going on. So, yeah, Mardi Gras parading happens today, and the weather is going to be perfect for this tonight. On a completely different note, today is also the anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. January 6th, 2021, as President Trump was leaving office, there was an attack on the capital of the United States. We're going to talk about that next hour on the show. But if you want to join us with a comment, I'd like to talk about why you don't go to New Orleans. If the murder rate is down, because it's always been about crime. That's the first thing people say. Well, I'm not going to the city because of the crime. Well, if crime is down and if murder is down, and you're still not coming to the city, what is the reason that you don't want to come to New Orleans? Because, you know, there are people who come from around the world to visit our city, and certainly from around this country. And here, many of you live just outside of the city, and you don't come to New Orleans. So what's the reason? The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is doing his custodial work today, so Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
Happy New Year, Scoot. How are we doing?
Happy New Year to you, too. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about you?
I'm good. I'm great. I have such a positive attitude about 2026, even though it's starting off a little rocky with a lot of interesting stories. But I've just got a positive attitude personally and professionally concerning 2026. So, you know, I'm attacking this year with great optimism.
Have you made some resolutions?
Yeah, I have. Most of them are personal resolutions.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, the resolution to we started it last year. It got to the point where I just didn't want to get embedded in politics every day because of the hate, because of the misinformation that's out there. I mean, it's no fun to talk to people who base their argument on misinformation. So we have really de-emphasized politics. It is a lot more fun to do the show. I hear from so many people, it's a lot more fun to listen to the show. And I am happy to de-emphasize politics. But there are times when we are going to have to deal with political issues. And today being the anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol, that was just such a major event in America and a significant event in America that we need to talk about that. And then we need to talk about a few other things that are going on. But when we talk about these things, our attitude is going to be a little bit different.
That reminds me, yesterday, Mayor-elect Helena Moreno had wanted me to deliver you a message and said she is not having an inaugural ball, but she's having some sort of an intimate festival. You're still welcome to show up, but the ball thing is probably not going to happen. So she didn't mean to quell your expectations, but she wants to be really low-key. She's not doing tradition.
I was so excited about the idea that I talked to Helena Moreno about this right before she was elected, and if she won, I was going to be invited to the inaugural ball. I was really excited about that because you know Cantrell would never invite me. And Mitch Landrieu would never have invited me. So, you know, my big chance of going to an inaugural ball was going to be with Helena Moreno.
And I was going to get an invitation. You still wear whatever outfit you was going to wear at the inaugural ball to her little intimate festival daily she's having.
Okay. Well, I like that. I hope I get an invitation to that. But yesterday it came up on the show that maybe she wasn't having the inaugural ball, not because of money or anything else, but because she didn't want to have to invite me. So I don't know whether that's true or not, but I'm a little disappointed that I'm not going to go to a full-blown inaugural ball because I thought that would be quite an honor. All right, we have a lot to get to this afternoon. I'd love to talk to you about why you don't come to New Orleans. Crime rate is down. Murder rate is down 55% over the last 3 years. I feel a lot better being in downtown. I don't live downtown. I live at West End, but I used to live downtown. I moved out of downtown a few years back because the crime was so bad, and I just felt threatened downtown, so I moved. I would consider moving back downtown. I mean, I love where I live. I love my apartment. I love where I live in West End, but I have noticed a big change in downtown New Orleans. So things have changed. Have you changed your attitude about coming to New Orleans? And if not, why do you not want to come to the city? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And also today, January 6th, is King's Day, the official beginning of the carnival season. Look, this is a great city. It's a very unique, unusual city. We've got Mardi Gras beginning today, January the 6th, and there are a few parades, and Mardi Gras season is going to be active. It's relatively short because Mardi Gras is really early this year and close to King's Day. February 17th is Mardi Gras Day. A lot of people are still not coming downtown, and they're proud. They're really proud to say, well, I wouldn't go to that city. I'm not going down there. It's the crime. Well, if crime is down, if murder is down 55% over the last 3 years, new information from NOPD Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, if crime in general is going down, and I feel it firsthand, working downtown and spending time downtown, I feel it firsthand. It's different than it used to be. It's different from the way it was when I moved out of downtown because I felt threatened on a regular basis. It's different. But yet people still don't want to come downtown. So if it's not the crime, why don't you want to come to downtown New Orleans? Why don't you come into the city? People come from all over the country and around the world to come here, but people in just very near areas outside of the city don't come here. Why? Is it political? Is it just a rejection of the city because you don't want to be part of it because Democrats are in power? The Democrats are in power in a lot of cities. When you travel, when you go to another city, do you figure out if it's run by Republicans or Democrats? I mean, do you care? You know, you can come to downtown New Orleans and, it doesn't matter if it's dominated by Democratic politicians. You can come to New Orleans and have a great time. There's great food. There's, you know, a lot to do. One text here says there's not much of a parking problem for Pelicans games, which is funny and true. Although it might be a little different tonight. The Pelicans play the Lakers tonight, I believe. And I can't make it tonight, but now that the Saints season is over, I'm going to start going to more Pelicans games. I've been to more so far this year than I have in the last 2 years. And I'm going to continue to do what I can to support the Pelicans. I hope you will, too, because I don't think that there's a guarantee the Pelicans will stay here. And I hope they do. But I think there's a good enough chance for us to invest in the Pelicans by showing up at games. And if we do, then I think they stay here. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's see. Here is a text that says, crime might be down, but you know it is not, and it's panhandlers. Well, how do you know crime is not down? I mean, I know that there are people who, when it's convenient, they will ignore the statistics, but when it's convenient, they will believe the statistics. I have no reason to believe the statistics are cooked. I sense it, so when I hear that crime is down and murder is down, and I feel it, then I believe the statistics. If the statistics showed that crime is down and murder is down, and I felt a threat constantly walking around New Orleans, I felt like there was a threat there, then I'd be honest on the air and say, look, I don't believe these statistics. But because of what I feel in downtown New Orleans, I sense that crime and the murder rate are indeed down. Here's a text that says, Scoot, this is Paul from Biloxi. We come down. Oh, we don't come down because of the weed smell all over downtown. Can't bring your kids because of all the smell of weed. Nasty skunk weed. This is highly exaggerated, and I don't know where this comes from, but it does not come from reality. There is a possibility that you pass a corner or you pass somebody on the street and you might get a whiff of weed. But it's not like you come to New Orleans and there is a cloud of weed smelling, a cloud of weed that you smell hanging over the city. You don't, you know, this idea that you don't come downtown because you don't want the smell of weed. There are other things that smell more than the weed. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Now, Bourbon Street, especially in the summertime, after a big night of partying, it's really disgusting. Until Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste head in there, and then they cleaned it up, and it looks and smells really nice. But to not come here because of the weed smell, you know, this is a talking point that is spreading around there that is not based on reality. And I guarantee you, if you come here, you might get a whiff of weed now and then, but it's not like it's overwhelming by any means. Let's go to Jackson County. J.D., you're on WWL. Good afternoon, J.D.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today?
Hey, J.D., listen, you called us late last year, and you were going to have heart surgery, and I want to know how you're doing.
Well, that's one of the purposes of my call today, and I want to thank you and your listeners for prayers, because me and my wife both come out real well. You know, she was in the hospital also.
I remember that.
But, yes, sir. But I come out real good. They did put a pacemaker in.
Okay.
And I was down about 4 days. My daughter rode with me. She wouldn't let me get on no equipment. But we was down for a while and just kind of getting back to par. But come out real well. I'm feeling real good.
Okay.
The biggest thing is my wife. And may I say this, if you don't mind? If anybody in your listeners are contemplating going on kidney dialysis, we really put that off. But my wife started it. She went 3 days a week, and she's down to 2 days now. And it has made a very positive part in our lives right now. She looks better, gained some weight, and doing real well.
Well, so good.
Because
I know a lot. Look, I said a prayer for you and your wife. And I know a lot of our listeners were praying for you guys because it was really tough. I mean, you were going into the hospital. Your wife was already in the hospital, and that's a tough situation. And I'm really glad to hear. I was hoping that you would call back because I wanted to ask you how things were going.
Yes, sir. You was kind of busy yesterday, and I was working over this way, so I kind of waited to the day and call you, you know, on that. But there again, like I said, and this is for everybody out there, always look for the good in a bad situation. Yeah. Keep your prayers toes at top, and you'll come out every time. You agree?
I totally agree, and I think people underestimate the power of positive thinking, and I know that sounds like a cliche, and it sounds very intangible, but I truly believe it, and I've seen it work in my life. The power of positive thinking is very, very strong, and I've even heard many doctors talk about the power of having a positive attitude when you're sick or when you have cancer.
Well, and I tell these boys work for me, and I've always said it. Always look for the good in life, and it'll come out. Always. But listen, let me ask you a question. How was your holiday visit? I heard some of it yesterday. Did you enjoy yourself?
Well, it was nice. You know, I had a last-minute opportunity to take some time off and go visit my son and his family, my grandkids in Portland, and it's always great to be around them. I don't see them as much as I would like to because of the distance. Maybe one day that will change, but anyway, I did have a chance to spend New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with them and a couple of days before that, so it was just great being with them. Thanks for asking, JD.
Next time you get over this way, we work out, do most of our work around the Buc-ee's, and you call me. I want to treat you to one of your, is it chicken sandwich you like so well?
Yeah, I'd eat the chicken or the turkey.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll fix you up.
All right. Well, JD, I appreciate that. And I'm glad you and your wife are doing well. And I guess prayers were answered, and we'll continue to pray for you. But thanks for calling in. And I know you don't always agree with me, but I appreciate when you call in and we can have civil conversations about disagreement.
Yes, sir, and that's it. That's what I've enjoyed. And my wife wanted to especially tell you thank you for your prayers and kind words for us, and we really appreciate it.
Well, you hug your wife for us, okay, JD?
Yeah, she got on to me. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she said, and I called you a nut, and now on the radio, she said, she was so embarrassed. She said to apologize again.
No, don't worry about
that. There wasn't any malice towards that.
All right, JD. Well, look, I'm glad you're doing well, and thanks for calling in, and a very, very happy new year.
Yes, sir. You also.
All right,
thanks,
JD. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. You want to join us with a comment? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to more of your texts coming up. Colvin's going to help out with some of the texts this afternoon, and we'll get to more of your calls. All right, crime is down. The murder rate is down over 55% over the last 3 years. So if you're still not coming to New Orleans, why don't you come to the city? I'm Scoot. And you're listening to WWL. We'll be right back. Police Chief Ed Kirkpatrick reported yesterday that the murder rate in New Orleans is down 55% over the past 3 years. Crime is down in general in New Orleans and has been going down for a while. Good news. Now, a lot of people have used the excuse, well, it's the crime for the reason that they don't come to New Orleans. Well, if crime is down, what's your reason for not coming? Already today, we've heard that the smell of marijuana downtown is such a problem that people won't come to the city. I mean, I personally think that's kind of a lame excuse because I spend time in downtown New Orleans and I don't smell that much weed. I mean, you pass people once in a while and you smell that. But, you know, I pass people once in a while and smell some perfume that really stinks, you know, stuff they obviously didn't get at perfume headquarters. So you know, I mean, you're never going to be able to control what you smell. I mean, somebody, you know, you might walk by somebody who just, you know, passed gas. You know, well, you're not going to come downtown because of that. I know there's less of that than you know, the perception of marijuana smoke. But, I mean, look, I want to clear the air here. It's not like this city is shrouded in marijuana smoke. It's not like you smell pot everywhere. And there's more of it, say, on Bourbon Street than in other areas. So I just, I kind of think the smell of weed is kind of a weak excuse for not wanting to come to New Orleans.
I like what you did there. Clear the air. I got it. I see.
Clear the air. Yeah. I'm trying to be creative. You know, it's a challenge. You know, you get to be my age, it's a challenge to be creative, but I'm still hanging in there with it. Let's go to Chalmette. Raymond, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Raymond.
I have to disagree with the statistics.
Okay.
Of the crime rate.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it this way, there was 280 people that got shot. So that's attempted murder. Now, if those 283 people got shot and died, I mean, they got shot, but if they died, we would be the top of the murder rate in the country.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, and it's fair to point out that, you know, some of the reasons that the murder rate is down is because there are fewer deaths. People are shot, but there are fewer deaths. And a lot of that may have to do with the competence of the EMS people and the doctors and nurses that save lives. But Raymond, a lot of those people that were shot, those were people who knew each other. You know, those were arguments. That was turf war stuff. That's not a threat to the general public.
Yep. I mean, I can't just deny that.
Yeah. So first of all, do you come to New Orleans?
I'm sorry?
Do you come to New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay.
Almost every day.
So do you smell pot to the point where people say, I don't go to New Orleans because of the smell of weed? It's everywhere. Do you smell that?
I've been smelling weed since the 1970s.
Okay, so, well, maybe it's because it's coming from your joint. Maybe it's coming from your pipe. All right, Raymond.
I do it old-fashioned when I roll them.
Yeah. If I smoke pot, I would want to do it the old-fashioned way. You know, I'd want to roll them. I'd want to roll it and, you know, lick the paper and, you know, smoke a joint. The edibles, all that might be really nice. You know, I've never gotten into that, but that might be nice. But I think I want to do it the old-fashioned way. All right, Raymond, I'm glad you called the show. So is the smell of weed so prominent in New Orleans that's the reason you don't come to the city? I mean, from a realistic standpoint, I find that difficult to believe because I am out and around New Orleans all the time, and I don't smell it that much. I mean, you get a whiff of it now and then. Look, sometimes you get a whiff of somebody who hasn't taken a bath in 2 weeks. That's pretty bad. That's, to me, that's worse than the marijuana smell. I mean, I just don't find the pot smell to be, you know, that bad, that horrific to where I'm not going to go to the city because of the smell of weed. But yet, that does come up in conversation. Let's see. Let's do a couple of texts here. Here is a text, excuse me, that says, the smell of weed is way more prevalent now than it used to be years ago. Well, yeah, because it's been decriminalized, and you're not going to get busted for smoking weed in public. It's not legal, but you're really not going to get busted for it. The text goes on to say, I can't say that don't care. It doesn't bother me. I went to different areas in the country, and it smells like weed more than here. Yeah, I mean, so what? You're not going to go to Amsterdam, where pot is legal? If somebody said, "Hey, you want to go to Amsterdam?" Would you not go to Amsterdam? Oh, I'm not going there because of the smell of weed. Are you not going to go to I don't know, some area where you know? I mean, I'm sure there's areas around San Francisco that are known for smoking pot. You're not going to go to San Francisco because you might smell pot. I think that's a weak excuse for not going into the city because from my personal perspective, the smell of pot in the city is not that prevalent. Yes, you're going to smell it occasionally, but it's not like you smell it every step you take in the city. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's January 6th. This is King's Day. You are not supposed to eat king cake until today. Today, it's okay, right now through Mardi Gras. And you know, you can eat it after Mardi Gras, too. But, you know, those people who eat king cake before King's Day, you know, you're going to hell. I mean, that's just, that's wrong. I don't do that. You know, I'm not messing with that kind of tradition. You know, king cake is for King's Day on, and that's it. But hey, king cake is available year-round now. It didn't used to be. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2006, Lou Rawls passed away at the age of 72. I remember seeing him at the Blue Room at the Roosevelt Hotel. It used to have acts, and I remember seeing Lou Rawls there. And guy had a great voice and just a very stoic singer. And Lady Love was one of his big hits in the mid 70s. But this is the day Lou passed away. He battled cancer for many years. All right, a listener called. People are so quick to correct, and you know that's fine. So. You can smoke pot and you can do prostitutes in Amsterdam. It's not legal, but it's really not illegal. I mean, it's technically legal, but there's a tolerance policy, so you can do it and you're not going to get busted for it. So what I'm saying is that if you go to Amsterdam, there are a lot of people smoking pot. There are a lot of people engaging in prostitution. So are you not going to go someplace because of the smell, if you know what I mean? I mean, you're not going to come to New Orleans because of the smell of weed. I think this is a lame excuse. And I think there are other reasons why people don't want to come to New Orleans. Usually it's mentioned about the crime rate, but the crime rate has been going down and is down significantly. So what's the reason people don't come to New Orleans? Now people are saying it's the smell of weed. Nah, not a good excuse.